Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 109 of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And this is Mark Vila, and today we're here to talk about what you're wasting your time on. You're wasting your time doing these five things.
I am?
And everyone is. Okay. Well, not everyone is. We made the list, so we stopped doing them. So,
right.
But you might be wasting your time doing these five things, and these are five things that are going to, they suck time out of your day, suck time out of your business, and ultimately cost you money.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, like, especially if you're a solopreneur, if you're a one-person operation or a two-person operations, you really don't have a lot of free time to waste. Mm-hmm. So it's relatively easy to spot the things that you're doing that you shouldn't be doing, or somebody else could do better, and make moves to free up that time for yourself.
Your time is, this is just an ego boost thing that you need to have as a business owner.
I have that.
You have it.
I don't know if you noticed that.
Your time is the most valuable thing in your business, really.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, your equipment and all these things, they have monetary value to them, but your time is what you're going to run out of eventually.
Yeah.
If you don't do things right. And then once you run out of time, that's where you stop, give up, go backwards. I mean, all the bad things that happen to businesses is because there's not an infinite amount of time. And I think that's just one of the biggest killers of a business.
Yeah, and it's amplified, you know, I'm sure in your personal life, you know, if you've got kids and you're doing the whole soccer mom or dad mm-hmm. thing, you know, you're taking people to practice and mm-hmm. and you've got to help with homework and you've got to run your business and maybe even do a full-time day job as well. You know, I know that you can look back at your day and not remember what you did.
Yeah.
Like, what did I really accomplish today?
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why Mark and I do this podcast, is because we can point to it when we're done and say we did this today.
This is like 110 hours worth of stuff we did.
Yeah, but you guys know what I mean. I mean, you're going to look back at the day and you're not going to realize where the time went or what you actually did. We've got five things that we're going to go through that we figured out or big time wasters that you can do something about.
If you follow these five things, you know, I always like episodes to have actions and real results. If you follow these five things, I have no doubt you can catch at least an hour of your day back.
Okay.
Minimum.
An hour.
A bare minimum of an hour.
All right.
Because one of these things, any one of these things in and of themselves can suck an hour out of every day.
You're going to find one of them that is your whole life.
You're going to find one that's going to say, that would have saved me 4 weeks this year.
Yeah, right.
So let's go into them. Number one, you take number one,
yeah,
please.
So solving a problem using Google or YouTube.
Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. So solving a problem using Google is what you probably do in your home life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Your toilet runs on.
Yeah.
You need to fix the door on your fridge. So you go to Google and you figure out how to do it. In that circumstance, it might make sense. But when you are looking for information about how to solve a current problem in your business, I don't know how to do this. I need to accomplish this. Mm-hmm. How do I get more sales? How do I market my business? How do I move this widget from one place to another? If you're doing that in Google, then you're wasting your time if you have a team like us to back you up.
Yeah, so that's also, sorry, I thought my microphone was messed up, but it wasn't. It was my beard.
It was your beard that's messed up.
So anyway, solving a problem with, also this includes forums and Facebook groups and things like that.
Yes.
There are times where you start to research to figure out a problem and there's times where you don't, right? Example, real life, right? Car makes funky noise, right? You kind of know how to fix some stuff on cars, but not really. You've changed a battery and wiper blades.
Yes.
You go to the mechanic, they fix it, right?
Right.
However, you might go to the mechanic and they say $1,800, and you say, pause, I'm going to do some research,
right,
and you figure it out. So that's kind of what we're talking about here.
Okay.
And is that if you have a problem with your equipment, and you're not an equipment repair specialist,
yes,
right? You know how to run the equipment, yes, and you know how to change the thing. you contact, you know, ColdESSI or whatever, you know, whoever the manufacturer is of whatever equipment you have, and tell them what the problem is first. Before you post to a Facebook group, before you, you know, spend hours hunting and pecking.
I got the analogy for this.
Okay.
We all drive cars.
Yeah, all right. I think we did this.
We all drive cars.
Yeah, all right.
Your car breaks down, mm-hmm. or you hear a funky noise.
Okay.
You don't go right to the mechanic.
Okay.
What you do is ask other people that also own cars what they think it might be.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you've owned cars for 30 years.
Yeah.
You've got to know what this clanging sound in my Hyundai is.
Yeah.
Right? No, they don't. Right? You don't even think about doing that. So going into a forum or online group or something like that, during the day when you can access other people that know what they're doing, you know, and going, hey, my Avance embroidery machine is making a clacking sound, or I can't embroider.
Yeah.
Because I think this is broken. What do I do?
Chances are they've heard your question a thousand times.
Yes.
And no matter how silly or simple it is, no, that's normal.
Right.
You know, like move on, or oh no, that's this, tighten this screw. They've heard it, they know it. And that's why, you know, when you go to the mechanic who works on Hyundais all the time, and you say it's making a clicking noise, they say, actually, it's one of three things I'll be able to solve for you right away. And that's the importance of it. As you mentioned with people owning cars, you know, this is where I get to tell a story.
Okay.
No, you're excited.
I can't wait.
I worked in an auto parts store for many, many years.
What?
I think I've mentioned this on the podcast.
Is that where you came up with the battery and windshield wiper example?
Kind of.
Flashing back?
Yeah, flashing back to that.
People?
So, yes, I did. Plenty of them. And what... Now, come into the future, you know, people come to me and they say, hey, Mark, when I go to start my car and it makes this noise, what do you think that could be?
Yeah.
And usually my answer is like 90 things.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what kind of car you have. I don't I don't know what. Oh, it's a new Mustang. I've never worked on a new. I have no
right.
clue. So. That's what happens when you go to forums and groups.
Yeah.
They know the problem that they had one time and what fixed it. And that's all they have memory of. They're sure that's what it is. They have no clue if you have the same model.
And you may get lucky.
Yeah, you might.
And they may be right.
Yeah, for sure.
Or if it's a digital heat effect system, you may waste $25 worth of paper on a solution that doesn't even apply to your
printer. Yeah, and then now you're mad by the time you actually talk to the expert.
But you can see how that's a big time waste.
Yeah.
Now look, I'm not talking about if it's 2:00 in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah.
And you have a problem. If there's no car dealerships open, then maybe you do want to ask everybody in your neighborhood with a car.
Oh, for sure.
It's not going to hurt.
Yeah, you're broken down on the side of the road.
Yeah,
you call anyone you know to find out an answer. And that's how we want it. So the waster is hunting, pecking, and searching before going to experts.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Another waster is same thing, using Google, searching all over to how to do XYZ in Photoshop.
Yeah.
You know, you're fine. First of all, there's 20 ways to do whatever you want to do it in Photoshop.
Right.
You're going to see all different answers. Some of them are going to be completely different examples and what you're trying to do.
Yep.
All of this time. If an art project is out of your reach, you probably should pay to get it done.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to spend 90 minutes trying to figure out how to knock out the background on a photo that a customer mm-hmm. gave you to print, then you probably need to farm that out.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe on that Saturday at 2:00 in the morning, you can Google it and try to figure out how to do it yourself.
Yeah, definitely that's what you want to do. You know, if the job is due now and it's a customer, there's going to be circumstances where you do all of these things.
Yeah.
But for the most part, what's 2 hours of your time worth?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to spend 2 hours trying to figure something out that you may never use again and how to do this on Photoshop, what I'd recommend is you outsource that work, you get it done, you finish the job, you make the customer happy. You know the art's going to be great because you used, you know, somebody that you know is a good artist, and you get the job done. If you want to learn how to do art, do it on your own time.
So because a lot of you and a lot of small business owners that I know don't ascribe a monetary value to their time.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that for you. It's $25 or more an hour. So if you mm-hmm. think you're going to spend an hour trying to figure out how to do something in Photoshop, Consider you just paid someone $25 to have learned to do something in Photoshop.
Yeah.
And it would have cost you $30 to get it done. You would have spent that hour doing something more productive, which would have been worth $25 worth of labor.
Yeah.
So it's $50 you wasted.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just time, it's $50. It's also, it's opportunity cost. Because what else could you have been doing that might make you money?
It's the hardest part.
Yeah,
because
it really is.
Opportunity cost doesn't have a real value, but $25 when your business only has a few thousand bucks in the bank.
Yeah, yeah, that's all. That can be significant.
You know,
yeah.
it feels like a lot, and it's scary. Oh gosh, every time if I spend this $25,
yeah.
But you've got to be thinking that forward movement of, I'm going to spend an hour doing something to get
right.
another customer. So
yeah.
So the time waster searching all over for how to do something in Photoshop or digitizing whatever it is. The winner option would be, if it's out of your reach, pay to get it done.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, we've got one more in this category.
Yeah, and that's figuring out how to file your own paperwork. I don't care what it is.
Okay.
Maybe you're Googling how to do bookkeeping or mm-hmm. how to do your taxes, or you're trying to learn the tax software for small business, which is about 11,000 times more complicated
mm-hmm.
than for your personal return.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those things that you're doing, once again, you're not going to do it that well.
Yeah.
Like you can accomplish it. You can accomplish anything you want to. You learned how to use whatever machine that you're using to make custom t-shirts.
Yeah.
You can learn stuff, but is it worth that time when you're going to do something like that once in your lifetime or once a year or once a quarter? No, it's not.
Yeah.
You know, what you're going to do, what you should do is pick up the phone and call somebody that's good at it and write them a check.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you'll be better off. It may look like you're handing somebody money and that your bottom line is going down, but your human capital, your own time is going way up.
Yeah.
And like Mark said, you're the most important person in the business.
Yeah, you're the most important person in the business. And it's not only is something like this saving you time, but then you save future time for you didn't file the tax paperwork correctly.
Yeah.
Now you get a letter from, you know, the state government that you did something wrong. Now you've got to figure it out again.
Yeah.
So now you're doing all this work again, where if you would have, you know, paid a couple $100 to have somebody who knows the legal stuff do it for you,
yeah.
then you get a letter from the state saying you did it wrong.
Yeah, here, fix this.
You know, like I already paid you to do this right.
Yep.
Fix it for me and it's done. So you have future time saved there
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, before we move on to the next section, which I'm really anxious to talk about too, I wanted to say something about this category of things, because you may enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, you may really want to figure things out yourself. This may be one of your things that you enjoy figuring stuff out. You like to do it yourself, and it may be even what contributes to what makes you a successful custom t-shirt printer or, mm-hmm. or embroiderer. But in this circumstance, you've got to watch out for using these kinds of things as an excuse not to do something that you don't enjoy as much.
Oh, that's
you know what
dangerous.
I mean? Like,
yeah,
so, I mean, I will catch mm-hmm. myself doing it. One of my favorite things to do is write.
Yeah.
So if there is something that I need to do that's not writing, there's a long list.
Yeah.
I may all of a sudden have an idea for an article and decide to, I'm just going to write this.
Yeah.
You know, instead of letting our in-house content specialist write it or hiring one of our great contractors to write it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I may decide to do it myself, not necessarily because I'm going to do a better job, but because I don't want to do the other things right now.
Yeah.
So I want you guys to avoid that, because again, at 25 or better an hour, you know, you're better off finding something to do that will make you money.
Yeah.
Even if it's something that you want to avoid.
What you mentioned before struck a chord with me, because I love figuring things out.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, everything that I've ever done at my home, I've learned on the internet.
Yep.
You know, fix things, repair things, bake things, cook things, whatever it is, I love to do it. And it's taken me years of practice and still in business to I'm getting ready to do something, I want to make an effect in a video, and I don't know how to do it, I all the time say, I'm not going to look it up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look it up, I'm going to send it, I'm going to have somebody else do it, and I'm going to do something that I'm better at, and
yeah,
I know how to do.
Yeah, that's great.
And then when it's all done, it looks exactly how I want it to look. I didn't have to get stressed or messed. And that's, you know, the other thing is like just the stress. It's going to cause you time going to the pharmacy to get blood pressure medication when you stress yourself out.
Some of us. So I will tell you something specifically about video.
Okay.
Because I used to be like that, especially with video.
Yeah.
And then I decided the only transition that I would ever use is a crossfade.
Yeah.
100%, that's all I will ever use. Because once you decide on any other options, then you're going to watch the same thing 57 times. No, I don't like this one. No, it's too fast. Yeah. It's too slow. No. You know, standardized. So that's my small version of...
Good. You know, yeah, I agree. So, all right, the next thing is that's a time waster is catering to needy clients.
Yeah.
I love this one in its own way. Love it and not like it in the same way. I've been in... You and I both, we've been in tons of different businesses, all this stuff. And if you've been in business, if you've been in sales or customer service, you know that you've got this very, very small percentage of really, really needy clients.
Yes.
And they will suck all the time out of your day.
Yep. The 80-20 rule really applies to anything. We experience that at Cold Essie. You know, there's sometimes we can tell within a short period of time after somebody buys some equipment that they're going to take more time for our training staff. Mm-hmm. Than others.
Yeah.
There's sometimes, you know, if we have a particular vendor that we do business with, we know that we've got to set aside an extra set of time just to do with this vendor because they've got all kinds of rules and requirements and special things we have to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, so in your business, especially if it's just you, you really don't have time for that.
Yeah.
There's
some interesting you said there.
Yeah.
So it made me think of this. Sometimes people will waste their time with number one here using Google because they don't want to be the needy client.
Oh, good point.
You know, and I want to say that a needy client isn't necessarily negative,
right?
You know, at that point in time. It's we're talking about things that they do to waste your time and how do you get that back? So let's talk about those.
Well, sure. So now that you have me backtracking my words a little.
Okay.
So the way we handle somebody that needs extra support is we put systems in place so they can solve problems themselves using the information we directly provide them. Mm-hmm. Like we just came out with the Avance troubleshooter.
Yeah.
Very specific problems that we will tell you to go there because the solution is there for 90% of the stuff. Right, and we have also built out a support department and great customer service representatives, so we're ready for you.
Yeah.
Like, we can handle that. That's not really a time waster for us, because we know what's going on. You're all by yourself in most cases.
Yeah.
You really can't afford to spend, you know, if somebody's going to order $500 worth of shirts once, you really can't afford to spend 10 hours with them on free design help. You know, you really can't afford to answer the phone every, you know, three times a day to tell them if their order is ready. You know, these are people that will just use your time and not give you anything.
Yeah, and oftentimes it's not malicious. They may be super nice people. They're
worried,
chatty.
They're worried, too.
Yeah. Worried. Like, there's all these great things. So, one is just don't be the wasting time thing would just don't be at their beck and call.
Yeah.
Right? You have other clients you have to help. You have a business to run.
Yes.
Don't hurt other people.
Yes.
You know, because of that. And we have like a ticketing system. And sometimes someone says like, oh, can I get, you know, on someone on the phone now? And it's, but the person that's on the phone right now, they're just as important as you.
Yeah.
And that's how you have to think of your customers, that they're all really important. So
I will cast back into one of my other businesses.
Okay.
So back in the 40s, I used to put together video editing stations.
Yeah, we're going to put that video. Editing, like the memory and the dream fade.
So I used to put together video editing systems, and it was hard back then. Mm-hmm. You had to build special computers and everything, they were easy to mess up. Like, people were trying to figure this stuff out all the time, and it was just me. I had customers all over the country. I would get these phone calls and these emails, customer with a very important problem they needed help with right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a rule that I would wait an hour before I called them back. 80% of the people have already moved on.
Okay.
They already figured it out.
Yeah.
So in that case, if I had been catering too much to them, then nothing better would have happened, and I would have wasted that time.
Yeah, so. No, so the solution wouldn't have changed.
No.
Yeah, and so the winning solution to this would be just help them understand your time is valuable.
Yes.
You know, just, I've got a meeting at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, I'll address your issue after that.
Yeah.
You know, I can't stop what I'm doing and come visit you now. Like, I've already made an appointment with somebody else.
Hey, I'm in the middle of production right now.
Yeah.
You know, I can't come see you.
Yeah. So another one is a waster is like always dropping everything when a problem comes. So you have a problem and you just like
can't
stop
move on.
The presses,
yeah, you can't
move
on.
And oftentimes it's in your own head. You got to get over it and just say, oh, I'm not going to be able to get this out of my mind until I fix the problem.
Yeah.
That's you hurting yourself.
So give me an example. Are we talking about like I'm doing a DTG print run of 100 really profitable shirts,
yeah.
And all of a sudden the phones aren't working. You know, is it I'm talking on the phone with customers, and somebody walks in the door and says they have a tear in their shirt. You know what I mean? What are we talking
about? So I would say a really solid one would be you're in the middle of, a production run, right? And then you've got a meeting with a client afterwards to talk about a potential sale, right?
Yeah.
So this is like you've got a packed day.
Yep.
A letter carrier comes in with a signed envelope, and you open it up, and it says something like, oh, you tried to do your own taxes and you messed up.
Right.
And you've got a letter from the IRS or the state that says, like, you've got 30 days to comply with this, or you're going to be charged a $200, blah, blah, blah. So now what the freak out person wants to do,
everything.
You stop, I got to call my CPA right now.
Yeah.
You walk away from your printer. You get on the phone. You spend an hour and a half trying to figure it out. You're digging for the paperwork. Really what you should do is you should say, dang, this stinks. I got 30 days.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, I don't have a lot going on. Tuesday morning, I'll handle this. File it away, get back to your production.
Take care of the emotional reaction.
Yeah. So that's important. So how urgent is it?
So,
you know, if it doesn't, can it wait an hour? Like you said, can it wait a day?
Yeah.
Can it wait a week?
You guys may have heard of this book, The 4-Hour Work Week. It used to be very popular about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
This guy figured out how to only work 4 hours a day or a week, right? and I've read the book 4 times, and I still work like 65 hours
a day. Yeah, yeah. Nobody actually worked a 4-hour week.
However, he had one great idea that I still see every once in a while. He blocked out a specific time to answer his emails.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's in his autoresponse. I answer my emails between 1 and 4 every day. You know, so you're kind of like you're handling these interruptions in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also planning out your day to say, you know, this is the time that I'm going to do these things. I'm not gonna sit there and I'll look, oh, look, I got an email, I better answer it, trying to print shirts, I better take care of this, you know, whatever happens on the phone.
And we deal with it here all the time in our business, big company. You know, somebody, there's a glitch on the website, maybe it happens, and then all of a sudden somebody reaches out.
There's a spelling error.
Yeah, reaches, hey, we gotta fix this, you know, this mistake. And I said, wait. That mistake's been there for 2 years.
Right.
And somebody just noticed.
Seriously, this happens all the time.
Yeah, and then I say, look, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm in the middle of doing something, I'm about to record a podcast.
Yeah.
I'll just do it before I leave.
Yeah.
It'll take me 5 minutes, but I don't have to do it now. And so this is an important thing. Don't always drop everything to fix a problem unless if somebody, you know, knocks on the door here and says, Mark, the website's down, everything's crashing, and it's redacting to, you know,
a competitor,
right? I'm going to say, hey, guys, we're going to pause podcasts, and then we'll come back and we'll recut.
That's a good move.
Otherwise, if somebody just emails me and says there's a spelling error, okay, I'll fix it later.
Oh,
it's fine.
Yeah.
So do that. How urgent is it? Doesn't matter. Don't let needy clients and actually the example that I used, I wish I would have used a needy client example versus the IRS example, but it would work the same with a needy client.
No, I like the IRS example.
But the needy client might...
Because it sounded very personal.
Yeah.
It sounded like you...
Well, the needy client might send you an email or call you and you answer the phone, hey, t-shirt shop, and they say, hey, oh, I got to change something on my order, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they're like freaking out.
Yeah.
And then, all right, I'm going to, okay, well, your order is scheduled for production in a week. You know, right? So no problem. We got plenty of time to fix it. I'm in the middle of a production run, then I've got a meeting.
Yeah.
How about I can call you at 4 or I can call you at 9 a.m.? What's better for you? We'll work it out.
That's great.
And you let them know your care, but hey, I got to take care of this. I know you're stressing about it. Let's set a time, put it aside, stick a pin in it, and we'll take care of it then.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the next one.
I want to talk about how the next thing that is a big time waster is you're bad at something, but you do it anyway.
Yeah.
We've kind of touched on this.
Yeah.
You're bad at something. I mean, honestly, like I'm bad at stuff. Spelling is a great example.
Transitions in video.
Video transitions. I've got it down now, though. So I'm bad at stuff. Everybody's bad at stuff. Stop doing that. Stop doing that stuff because, honestly, especially, you know, like you had mentioned graphics earlier, digitizing for embroidery looks easy to do.
Yeah.
Like you can learn the software and it's fun. Like I really like to work in spangles and rhinestones with graphics. Like it's fun to do that stuff. I get really involved. No one pays me to do that.
Yeah.
You know, but I enjoy it and I'm terrible at it. My designs are never right. They're never the right size. They're always skewed. So if you don't digitize embroidery well, though, the amount of time that you waste is exponential.
You don't even realize it, that you take the design, you export it, load it in your machine, sew it out, it doesn't look good, you go back to the design, fix it, export it, load it, sew it out.
Yeah.
You're 3 hours deep.
Oh, man, if it's a big design, you're hosed. You've got a $25,000 or a $35,000...
30,000 stitch design.
Then I mean, it's going to take you 15 or 20 minutes to test it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just gone.
Yeah.
So it's a great example. If you're an excellent digitizer, by all means, you can make the decision to do it. But if you're not good at it, then you're wasting time doing it.
Yeah. So the winning solution to this would be you hire a digitizing company to do your artwork for you.
Yeah.
And if you want to learn how to digitize, and because it's your dream, it's your goal, it's fun, you want to get good at it, then do that out like, as a separate task.
Right.
So that's like digitizing learning time that you put together.
It's not business making money.
Yeah, it's not business making money time. It's I'm learning anew. It's like night school.
Yeah.
You know? Because if you are taking that, you know, those 3 hours out of your work time, then you're going to make less money from it.
If we have set your work hour rate at $25 an hour, it takes you 2 hours to digitize something and test it.
Yeah.
That's $50, where if you've got a great digitizer, you could have paid them $30 or $50.
Yeah.
And kept that time for yourself.
And the other thing you might do is you say, okay, on my outside time, I'm going to learn how to do it, kind of like night school.
Yeah, when you're not paying yourself $20.
Yeah, when I'm but I'm going to this night school to learn digitizing.
Yes.
So, I can pay myself $25 an hour to digitize because I like it and I want to do it on my own and I like the art. Then now you're good at it and you get the job, you do it in an hour and
it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
That $25 you paid yourself instead of paying somebody else, whatever however it, you know that goes. So,
So I really want to know if you had somebody in specific in mind for this next example. Because a time waster example that Mr. Vila had
this is
had
my favorite one, actually.
You are an introvert and generally unlikable.
Uh-huh.
Then you try to handle customer service. That's a time waster.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the way I think about this, and no, I didn't have anybody particular in mind, but I had situations in mind.
I mean, you can tell me later if you have.
Yeah, no, I would be happy to tell everybody, but no, is just that, like, being, you're not good at something, right?
Yeah.
You're not good at doing customer service, right? You get irritated with people, you think people are stupid, and why would you ask me that question? And that's fine. Like, that's your personality. And maybe you do think that it's silly that people ask silly questions. That's you. Other people love that stuff. No matter what somebody asks, they love it. If you are if you're bad at this stuff and you take, then you're spending your time making your customers unhappy.
Yeah.
You're wasting your time doing that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're losing money. Your customers are upset.
Hire a friendly person.
Yeah.
So here's a good example. If you think about, if you've been up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you still have television, like regular TV.
Okay. Yeah.
Then you've probably seen a commercial for a small car lot that features the owner of the car lot.
Yeah.
That guy is terrible at doing commercials.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't be allowed to do commercials. He should have used that time for something else. Don't be that guy.
Yeah, yeah. So don't put your time into the bottom line is don't put time into things that you're not good at, because you're not going to get what you want out of it.
Yeah.
You're not going to get the good digitizing results you want. You're not going to get, say, the happy customers.
Yes.
If you're not a good salesperson, you can get somebody to sell for you. You're going to sell more items.
Right.
You know, so, and we've talked to so many small business owners over the time, and so many of them say, you know, I figured out that the one thing I wasn't good at was selling.
Yeah.
And so finally I got so-and-so involved, and now it's like, now I'm so busy running the machines.
Make stuff, you know? Yeah, that's right.
And that's how it is.
I'm going to change this next one.
Okay, change it.
Because what you've got here is you get a scary legal letter. We've already sent them that letter. I don't think we should do it to them again. But let's say that you have a customer come to you with a picture of Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
And they want to put it on a shirt.
Okay, yeah.
So you go to the Facebook group and says, "How am I, if I change the color of one of Mickey's ears,
yeah,
is that going to be trademarked?
If I make the ears triangle.
Yeah, will that be trademarked?" Guess what? Not only is that a waste of time.
Yeah.
But you're obviously bad at doing legal research. And so is everyone that answers.
Yeah, nobody knows that answer properly.
Nobody knows that answer.
The only proper answer is to listen to the episode that we did on copyrights and trademarks.
And in that, they don't give you any answers. They just say, consult your attorney.
Yeah, he basically has no
answer.
The answer is there is no answer.
There is no answer.
And it's just, if somebody feels like suing you for it, they can.
Yeah.
And they may or may not win, because it's not a law.
But this one kind of tails back in everything. If you're going to spend 4 hours doing trademark research to figure out whether or not you can poke the NFL in the nose with the logo that's close, that's a dangerous waste of time.
Yeah, it's a dangerous waste of time. And when the better solution would just be give the obvious answer.
Yeah.
No, I cannot put a Mickey on there, but I'm happy to make a shirt that says, you know, like, I'm going to where dreams come true.
Yeah,
you know, I'm just using a phrase, and I'm not going to use a Disney font.
Right.
But I'll use a nice, like, flourishy, fun font. We could do it in gold.
Yeah.
And I feel really comfortable doing that. That just go right there. Don't waste your time trying to do something like that.
I like that. And staying on the book trend.
Okay.
This is kind of a symptom of that was first written about by Michael Gerber in The E-Myth.
Okay.
And it's the idea that as a one-person business, you have all these individual roles that you take,
mm-hmm.
right? Whether you do it on purpose or not. You're your own bookkeeper, you're your production person, you're your artist, you're your receptionist, you're your accountant. And the idea that if you take the ones that you're worst at or that require the most time from you, and those are the first ones that you farm out.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the first ones that you either hire somebody to do for you permanently, or that you go out and hire somebody on an ad hoc
basis.
You
do a contract or use one like Fiverr or one of those places.
Yeah, so that that was a good episode. It was episode 15, I found out, because I looked at
Google. Okay, yeah, there you go. So next big time waster, you can't find anything.
Yeah.
Terribly disorganized, you know. So you've got piles and boxes of shirts, and then you have to find two small shirts, and you're just digging.
Oh, yeah.
It takes you 10 minutes to find the small shirts.
That's our marketing closet.
Yeah.
Keep all of our blank sample shirts for printing.
So that's a time waster. The winner answer to that is get creative with storage. Get shelves. Get things. Put stickers and labels on your shelves. Small, medium, large. You know, organize things by color.
Yeah.
Whatever you can, get creative. Shelving and all that stuff. One thing I thought of that I made a note on here. All that stuff's expensive, and it takes so much time to figure out what to get and all that. You're on Facebook anyway, asking
just
stuff on groups. Go ahead and
Marketplace.
Yeah, go to Marketplace shelves, and you'll find some. Find storage for things, label it, organize your storage, and you're not going to waste time trying to find shirts.
Yeah, I like that.
And the true is with everything you've got, designs. You've got them on your, you've got folders on your computer with designs. Find a method that you can find things.
Yeah, put them all in the same place. I know the Cold SE marketing team has about 9 places you can look for a picture.
Yeah.
okay, so the this other one is, the next one is really close to my heart. I love that you put this in here as not being able to find anything is you're not using any kind of a CRM or customer tracking system, right? And that's like Zoho or Keep or Salesforce or something like that. You don't have any way, the way that you figure out if the last time somebody asked for a quote from you is you go through your email account.
Yeah.
Type in that person's name and read all the emails.
Yeah, and find the email.
That's a waste of time, right?
Yeah, it's a waste, especially when you don't remember how their name is quite spelled.
Yeah.
Is it Sarah or Sari?
Yeah.
Is it with an A-H?
What is it?
You know? And then now you're digging, and if you're in your Zoho database, it's a lot cleaner because you search Sarah in your emails and you're like, dang, I forgot my cousin's name is Sarah too, and there's 3,000 emails from her, and I have another client at a school whose name's Sarah. This is going to take forever. So if you have a nice way to organize your data, then you can keep track of customers.
There's
you can keep track
of free
details. You can do this for free. Waster is no process from order in to order out.
Yeah, so I loved when I went to One Stop, Lori Consoli's place, and she's got her board up there where she moves jobs. It's like a Scrum board.
Yeah.
That she moves jobs from one slot to the next. It's good stuff. You have to have some kind of a way that you organize the process of your job from getting that first email to the order placed to you order the t-shirts to your you've got all the supplies in-house, you've scheduled the production run, it's ready to get boxed, you know, you're ready to ship it. You've got to have all those steps out.
And that, and the best time ever to start that is when you've got like almost no business and almost no orders. That's
the best
time to do it.
Yeah. Imagine when you're going to get a 200 piece order, what do you need that to look like?
Yeah, yeah. And just start it then, because for one, you've got lots of extra time at this point in time to tweak it and move it around. You know, you're not scrambled with a bunch that it falls apart on you. So you do, you've got 2 or 3 orders and put them through. You can do however you want to do it.
Yeah,
honestly.
There's a bunch
however
of
you
ways.
Want to do it. Just write it down, have a path, have a magnet board with different color magnets. I don't know what you do, but when you organize between how it goes in, how it goes out, this is not just organizing the thoughts, but it could be organizing your workspace too.
Yeah, good point.
So I remember a friend of mine years ago, he had really, really small t-shirt company. It was half of the office in his house.
Yeah.
The other half was his was something his wife did, I forget.
Okay.
So it was half of an office. And he had a little tiny cutter, you know, whatever it was.
Right.
Heat press. And then he had his computer, then he had the cutter, then he had the heat press,
right.
Then he had his packing station,
okay.
Then he had his scale, and then he had his printer. So he had this tiny little space, but what he would do is he would make the art, send it to the cutter, go to the cutter, pull it out, weed it, put it on the heat press, put it in the packaging, put it on the scale, weigh it, hit print on this thing, put the sticker on it, and then on the floor he had a little basket that he dropped the t-shirt order in and to mail it to somebody.
You want to see what handling that kind of thing will do for your business? Listen to the episode that we did with Mark Biletnikoff, because he's got the process down pat. You know, there are, it's a huge difference between whether when you have your information and your physical processes all matched up and working properly. It's a big deal.
Yeah, so it's great. So just have a process for that and organizing all that stuff. You can't find anything, you're disorganized. When you clean all that stuff up, it's amazing how quickly, like, you just find hours.
Yes,
it's true. It's really true because you're not thinking about the 8 minutes you were sifting through a box of shirts.
Yeah.
You don't think about that time. That just goes into how long, it took me 2.5 hours to do this production run. Well, right.
Took you 20 minutes to find the stuff.
It took you 20 minutes to find the stuff, and then it took you 5 minutes to find the file.
Yeah.
And then between going back and forth in your disorganized workspace, you wasted 5 minutes walking around tripping on stuff.
Yeah.
You probably would have been done in an hour and a half versus 2.5 hours.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
I like the last one.
Okay.
Penny pinching. Because we are very creative about thinking of like 100 different ways to say the same thing.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We talk about it a lot, actually.
We talk about it a lot, and it's because it makes a big difference in your time, and we still see it, so we're still going to keep talking about it. Mm-hmm. We see it all the time. And that is two things. It's you use the example of making vinyl designs and spending so much time trying to figure out how to engineer using the maximum amount.
So you don't waste a single piece of vinyl because it feels bad to waste it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's free.
Yeah.
It's fundamentally free to waste that vinyl because your time is so much more important.
Yeah.
The cost of the vinyl is so small.
Yeah.
But people will do it anyway.
When if you're going to print a transfer sheet, whenever I'm going to do something, when I'm going to do it for a video, and this is exactly why I do it this way, is because, say I'm making a video, we just did one where we put 12 logos on a sheet of transfer paper.
Okay.
And while I'm putting it up, I said, I have to bring this thing to my cutter. So, you know, like the table cutter, the paper cutter. And I wanna make sure I can actually cut it in a way. So I can cut it in half, then I can cut these three columns,
yeah,
and I can cut that in half and those two columns.
Okay.
With just doing, because if I'm doing a video and you see me take out the scissors and I'm like crafting around, like I'm cutting out a map of the United States around everyone so I could fit in one more logo on that piece, you would look at the video and you'd be like, this looks like a huge waste of time. That's, you know, why would I want to do that? Versus me taking the paper, bringing it over, cut, transfers are ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, 8 minutes of cutting versus 15 seconds on the cutting machine.
That's awesome.
So I think that that drives me nuts.
Yeah, the other one is probably the classic one that we talk about a lot is stop shopping for embroidery thread.
Oh yeah,
it's a ridiculous waste of time. I mean, seriously, buy the thread.
Yeah.
Just buy it. If you're using, even if you're not using Royal Thread, don't switch. I'm going to tell you that right now. Don't switch. Like, if you need some white thread and you're placing an order with Coleman & Company, you don't have any, you need some, buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. But don't spend your afternoon on the web trying to find a cone of embroidery thread that you can buy for $6 instead of $6.25.
Yeah.
You know, that's ridiculous.
Because every stitch is just fractions of a penny.
Right.
You know, and I understand that you spent $400 on thread this month because you do a lot of embroidery.
Yeah.
But like the shaving down of that versus all the other troubles, you know, you found this company had it on sale, so you bought it off Amazon. Well, now you've got white of one brand and the other colors are another brand. You're having to adjust the tension on your machine. You're having to get messing up.
The biggest disaster is if the white isn't the same color.
Oh yeah, it's a different white
because
whites are different.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there's shades and black too.
Yeah,
you know. So this is something that is just in general. You know, in general, people will do this. They treat buying supplies the same as like going to the grocery store.
Yeah, that's
which
good
is
analogy.
You have to think of it differently because the time isn't worth it to save a quarter, 50 cents. And there's the whole, like, remember the couponing craze?
Yeah.
And then you had all the analysts analyzing.
Yeah.
You know, well, it's like, you know, a lady is like, I get all my groceries for free, you know, and all this stuff.
Really?
Well, yeah, there was a whole TV show
on it.
It
takes you like 30 hours.
And yeah, they will spend 70 hours a week doing this stuff, and they're paying themselves 20 grand a year working 70 hours a week.
Yeah.
And then you realize that what... Like you're not getting anything.
But here's what I would recommend.
Yeah.
Is that if you have identified that supply cost is important for your business, which as an aggregate it's going to be.
Yeah, especially as you grow.
Yeah, yeah. So then maybe set aside a time every 90 days mm-hmm. or something like that where you open yourself up to the idea of different products and different vendors. You take a look at them, you order some samples in, make sure they're good, and you're doing all this on purpose.
Yeah.
Not because you need a 4x4 piece of backing and you're going to shop around for the best price for a stack of 50.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So there's, you understand the difference, right? I'm being clear. Individually, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But occasionally, it's probably a good idea for you to take a look at all your supply costs and just
check everything out. Am I doing the right thing? Am I having problems? Is there something I should be doing differently? Is a great on purpose thing to do.
Yeah.
When you're looking at the picture as the whole picture.
Yeah. And the first thing that you should do if you're shopping for embroidery supplies or something like that is call Coleman & Company.
Yeah.
Like you're a brand new customer, and talk to us, and then call everybody else. And then you'll realize that it doesn't matter what we charge for thread, you're going to want to call us.
Yeah.
Because we're just going to do a better job. It's going to be a lot more efficient for you.
Yeah, and this is something that, of course, we run into this all the time. And apparel suppliers run into it too. Because okay. they...
You mean blank shirts?
Yeah, blank okay. shirts. So you're normally buy this district tee and you've been using it for the past 6 months. And then, you know, you get a flyer in the mail, you get an email, this black t-shirt's 50% off,
oh, yeah.
you know. And so then now you order 25 of them, you get them, and the DTG print doesn't look good,
yeah.
or you realize it's thinner.
It shrinks by 50%.
Yeah, it shrinks, it's thinner, and you were embroidering something on it and the embroidery doesn't look good. Now you
yeah.
have to get the embroidery redigitized because
yeah.
it's a thinner fabric. And you've got all this stuff all to save, you know, $20 in
yeah.
t-shirts.
Yeah.
Over an order that's, you know, $400, $500, $600. And it, yeah, saving $20 is nice.
Yeah.
But at what point in time in wasting time and giving yourself headaches and troubles was it actually worth the $20? Here's a story about what things are worth,
okay.
right? True story. I call up to switch my internet provider.
Oh, right.
Okay. Just going to save some money. And I was like, you know what? My neighbor switched. They said it was easy. Wasn't going to cost any time. I did my own personal time analysis because I always do. And I said, all right, this will be easy. I'll call them up. They come out and
yep.
they did it. I wasn't even home.
Yep.
Done. So I call up to cancel. And our IT guy walks by and he hears me saying like that I'm about to do this. And he
yeah.
goes, just tell them you're moving out of the country. They won't try to sell you.
That's great.
So I actually
That's
do
great.
It. I do that. I was like, I'm moving out of the country. Oh, do you know, is anyone who can take over the service? I don't know anyone else who lives here. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, done, off the phone.
That's great.
So that's not the point of the story. The point
no,
of the story is.
We're going to add that in the show notes.
Yeah. The point of the story is I get an email that says $8 cutoff fee. And I was like, what? They charged me $8 to click a button to cancel my service? Like, what the heck's that? So so I was telling the story and someone says to me, well, call them up. Tell them that you're not gonna pay that $8. And I said, all right, if you were to offer me, Mark, for $8, you don't have to call that your cable company, an internet company. You give me $8 and you
perfect.
Don't have to call them. I would give you the $8.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I said, I would pay $8 and so I'm not gonna bother because I know I'm gonna be on the phone. No, I can't do anything. Give me your manager. No, I can't do this. Finally, 45 minutes later,
yeah.
I saved $8.
Right.
I had paid $8 to not do that.
It's the principle.
Yeah.
You just don't understand.
Yeah, it's true. I don't wanna give them it, but honestly, they don't have my business anymore.
There you
so
go.
they made too many mistakes and they don't have my business. So
yep.
All right. So what do we have? Is there any other?
Did we talk about trying to save money with cheap materials?
We talked about the t-shirts.
Yeah, I think also that there's a convenience factor there too. So just like Mark would not call somebody different and spend time on the phone for $8.
Yeah.
You know, you should think about that. You know,
yeah.
you should really think about that in your daily business. If you are already ordering, you know, ordering something from Coleman & Company, like let's say you don't buy blank t-shirts from us
mm-hmm.
yet, or you buy your thread from one place and your needles from another place, if you're already on the phone with us,
yeah.
just place the order. Even if it's a little bit more expensive, a little bit more a little bit less expensive. You're not going to even going to notice at the end of the job, but you'll save that time. Everything will be on one packing slip.
Yeah.
It'll be one order placed. You'll have one person to call.
One less receipt to go through and deal with.
You know, I mean, think about this $25 an hour things, you know, when you're ordering stuff too.
Yeah, no, it's good. And also cheaper materials. This is another thing where I remember a customer a while back was buying vinyl from us consistently. Okay. This guy came in every week, twice a week sometimes. We didn't see him for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, we already, maybe he's on vacation or whatever. And then he comes back and he said, man, I had the worst couple weeks with work. And bro, oh, what it is?
What happened?
Well, I saw a friend of mine on Facebook said that he buys vinyl from this other company.
Yeah.
So, and it was like half the price. And I said, I'm getting ripped off. You know? So I buy the vinyl for half the price. He gets it. He's like, this thing was, it didn't cut right.
Hard
he said that there were areas where it wouldn't cut and then it would. And then I put the blade out, then it would cut through in certain areas and not. And then it was so hard to weed. I messed up tons of designs. Normally I'd be done in an hour. It took me like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Then I was trying to put them on the shirt. Some of them weren't even sticking. The whole design wouldn't stick. Then I'd take the next one, same exact vinyl, it stuck.
This is not a made up story.
Yeah, and that all, just all this frustration to save like $20.
Yeah.
In the end, and still, you know, it's like he made $300 on that order.
Yeah, right.
You know, like
exactly.
It's not like we couldn't afford it.
Well, he would have if he hadn't wasted 4 hours at $25 an hour.
Yeah,
we only made a couple hundred bucks.
So when you use a cheaper product, typically, most of the time, when something is cheaper, it is cheaper because it was cheaper to make it. There was less put into it.
Yeah.
Right? And that's just typically the way things are in general.
It's cheaper because it's magic.
Yeah. Yeah, right? It's not cheaper because it's magic, right? If you buy, like, donuts that are like prepackaged in a bag, you know, from the grocery store versus going to a donut shop where they hand make them.
Right.
The taste of that pastry or whatever a donut might be is going to be significantly different, you know, because one is just built in a factory. It's meant to be fast, cheap.
Yeah.
And the one locals, like local sugar is in it and you know, and all that stuff. So there's a difference in cost on purpose on things. And you've got to decide when it's right to pinch penny. And
all right. I think we need a recap before we wrap up. So we've got five things that we've figured out that you're probably wasting your time doing that you should reconsider.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be solving a problem using Google instead of expert sources like us, catering to needy clients and not taking control of your time and how you deal with all of your clients, not just the easy ones. You're bad at something, but you do it anyway.
Yep.
you're not going to avoid things that you don't want to do by doing things that you're bad at.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find anything. You're so disorganized. Every job takes you more time than it should.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't get better by itself. And the last one is penny pinching, not taking your time into account and the consequences into account when you're looking for opportunities to save money.
Yep. Okay? Yeah, that perfect summary of that. If you pick one of those and hyper focus on it in your business for a handful of days, you're going to find an hour.
Yeah,
just one of them. You're going to see, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe that I do that t-shirt thing." You know, I do that hunting and pecking on Google thing. And so what did I do is I didn't go on Facebook. And I know I'm sure I drive people crazy all the time because as soon as I see a Facebook post with the machine problem, I just say, did you put in a sport ticket? No, I was going to do that next.
Yes.
Do that first.
Dude.
Then post to Facebook.
Sure.
That's fine. So
not in the CIS group. I'll delete it.
No. But you know, you get what I mean. Let's go ahead and we've got a closing statement that we wrote here. You know, you've got the opportunity to achieve and exceed your dreams. It's right in front of you. Don't waste time getting caught up in all of these little details of things that are roadblocks to achieving your dream.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? Why are you listening to this podcast? Why'd you buy all this equipment? You bought it because you had a dream, and then you sit there and you're destroying yourself with time wasters.
Yeah, I love your litmus test here, and that is basically look at what you're doing right now. You can even keep a notepad.
Yeah.
You know, look at what you're doing right now, the activities that take your time every day, and ask yourself that question. Is this getting me closer to my goal, to achieving my dream?
Yeah.
And if doing taxes is not,
yeah,
then find somebody else to do
it. Yeah, if right? it's not, if you find that, if you're hindering yourself, if your dream is to have this happy, fun, cool business and you do a bunch of things that are making you miserable, then yeah. say, how can I get these things off my plate?
Oh, crap, my
you know, yeah, just barks and a bale on the podcast. Okay, well, hopefully the time you've spent on this brings you enough value to save you a ton more time.
100%.
Yeah.
We deliver more than $25 an hour.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. All of the, plenty of these things right here I've been guilty of doing here at my home and all of my business. We didn't write these things together off of a list off Google.
No,
these
not
are
this time.
These are real things.
Yeah.
These are real things that we've done and we know our customers do. And if you can cut some of these out, you're going to save time, you're going to make more money, you're going to achieve your dream better, all the good stuff.
I love that. Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in once again. This has been Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And this has been Mark Vila from Coldesi. And check out ColemanandCompany.com for all your supplies. And if you haven't been there in a bit, go check it out. Look at the menu. There's some new stuff on the menu. You have to go and look, though, and to notice. If you can't notice, then let me know because I've done something wrong.
I love that. Okay, you guys have a good, not time-wasting business.